Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. Today's episode, we will be speaking about building a really successful business from scratch. And we'll be speaking with the amazing Emery, aka DJ Emery, about how he's been able to build his successful business and the amount of change that he encountered as a young person and how that has really helped him to build something now that is great. And he's had a lot of support from others. He's got so much grit, so much perseverance. His story can really inspire you. Hope you really enjoy this episode. Hi, Emery.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks. So
nice.
Glad you've come on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you.
So gonna jump straight into it. So do you want to just start by telling us a bit about yourself, who you are and what you do?
As you've heard, my name is Emery. I'm a professional wedding DJ and also run an entertainment company called Good Works Entertainment, providing wedding production production for weddings and corporate events, as well as private parties. Yeah. In a nutshell.
Nice. Okay. So the reason I've asked you to come on the podcast today is because you're someone who I know has been through quite a bit of change early on in your life. And I think a lot of people will learn from your story. So could you just start by telling us, well, I know that you grew up in another country and then you moved over to the UK. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I've moved around quite a lot. So I don't know where to start, where to finish. But I've just been all over, really. And it's just been an interesting journey, having to learn different languages every time you move from one country to another, adjusting to a different environment, just different crowd, different way of living, different schools, just different things. Sometimes having to start over again, but it is what it is. So, it's just been interesting, but all in all, good. All in all, good. It's been good to experience different things in different countries and different people and that.
Cool. Okay, so you what I've known you for many years, many since we're teenagers, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I guess coming from different countries and then being in the UK for pretty much the rest of the time, how do you think it's affected you moving around from different places and then being in the UK?
That's an interesting question. How has it affected me? As I said, having to learn a different language. So when I came into this country, I couldn't speak English. So I had to learn how to speak English. That was interesting. That was different. I had to sort of go back and redo my GCSEs, which was quite boring because I'd already kind of done most of that stuff. It was good. It was good. It's been good since I've been here. I feel like I've progressed. I've moved forward more than where I was before. It's just a different lifestyle, which I enjoy, which I like. Whereas where I was pretty slow-paced. And here, everything's fast. I like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for telling us about that. So I guess what I want to really get through today is just how you've made it, because I think you have. Growing up, we came from a group of people that are all, I would say, very successful people anyway. Everyone's quite driven, everyone is doing something. But you were someone who was just very focused. And I remember you used to teach, I think, drum lessons. You did different things. What gave you the drive to be able to do that, or even made you think, okay, I can actually run my own thing?
The funny thing is about the whole drive thing, I think I've just always been driven. And I'm trying to think about even now, what gave me the drive? I don't know. I've just always been driven. But mostly I think, when I look back, I think it's my mum. My mum has always been that go-getter, raising two boys as a single mom, living in Burundi, I don't think that was the easiest thing. So I think that was just instilled in me. And I've always like closely followed her and everything that she was doing, all her endeavours. So I think that's probably where it's come from. But also, I've just, I don't have lazy genes.
It's not in me.
So I think that's also another thing. And also, yeah, no one wants to be hungry out here. So, you know, you have to work, you have to grind. Even the Bible says, you know, if you know you don't work, you don't eat. So I just think that's always been at the back of my mind. And partly, I like to keep busy. I don't like just sitting around being idle, doing nothing. So I think that also helps in me just being driven, always looking for something to do, always trying to get things done. And I've recently discovered I get a lot of satisfaction from accomplishing tasks. So I suppose that adds to that. So when I know that I've come out, I've gone out, and I've managed to get something done, it feels good. So that good feeling. Yeah, so that's really contributed to that. So yeah, I suppose that's, I don't know if I've answered your question.
Yeah, you've answered it. So it's I guess it's your mum was definitely an inspiration in terms of how she was.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, and then also your traits, your natural strengths, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like
you're an achiever. You would like to achieve.
I love
to
achieve.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, I'm similar. Have you heard of the book Strengths Finder?
You know what? That's the joke. The joke is I actually bought the book, but I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, no, you need to take the test. Achiever is apparently my top strength.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got the book. I don't know who encouraged me to buy the book, but I've got like a whole pile of books that I've just been hearing from different people.
Yeah.
And I quickly go on Amazon, get it delivered next day, but I need to get through them. I've got a lot of books to go through.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the books that I've got. I'm going to go through it.
Go through. You'll be surprised what comes up. Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
We'll be back with our guest in just a moment. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Are you unsure whether you're in the right career? Do you feel like you're stuck with the first career choice that you made? Do you want to build the right career for you? Well, I've experienced these feelings myself, but I've made the necessary changes and now I love what I do. I'm an experienced careers consultant / coach, and I can guide you so that you too can build the right career for you. The only question is, when would you like to start? Visit me over at varicoach.com today. That's Vorai, V-O-R-A-I coach.com. See you there. Okay, so now we know you're someone who's very driven. You've been inspired by people around you. So I know that you used to teach drum lessons. What made you then build this DJing business, wedding business as well? I mean, they're quite different.
No, yeah, the drumming thing was just a thing of passing on a skill. Obviously, I play drums at church. It was more of just passing it on to the next generation. So obviously you have someone had to teach me when I was in Belgium. Someone from the church, they made an announcement in the church if anyone wanted to learn how to play an instrument. And I put my name forward, and that's how I was taught. So when the opportunity came up to me to be able to pass on a skill, I thought, yeah, why not? So that's really what it was. Wasn't because of anything. I just wanted to. I used to teach different things. I used to teach French to other people. I used to teach English. When I could speak English, I started teaching.
I love that.
But it was also like a side thing. So like multiple streams of income, just a little change here and there. That wasn't nothing connected to other stuff. But I thought for me, it's just, it's just a business mindset that I've always learned growing up from selling what Nigerians call pure water. I've sold milk in the market. We sold water. I've sold all sorts of things growing up. So, just whatever I can. I remember in school, I used to write for people and they used to pay me for crying for them. So, I mean, yeah, I've just done all sorts to... but the wedding thing, obviously, that's my main thing. And
yes.
Yeah, there's no correlation there at all. It's just something that, no, I fell into, but something that I got involved in. But obviously, initially, it wasn't weddings. I think you had to kind of build up to a point where people can trust you their weddings. Whereas back in the day, it was pretty much everything, all the church parties, it was all the birthday parties here and there. And then now it's mainly weddings. So, yeah, it's just a build-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it that someone taught you how to DJ? So similar to all the other things that you've had, you've kind of learned something and then you've used it and then been paid for it. Is that how the DJing started?
I did a course when I was in college, but I didn't enjoy the course. I think the teacher was just rubbish. But a few years later, I met one of my friends from college. We weren't friends like that, but I knew him from college. It was actually just here. I was playing for one of my friends' parties. My friend's, I think, 21st. And I really liked where he was playing. So I went to speak to him at the end of the party. And I was like, do you remember me? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I remember you from college, this and the other. And then the funny thing is, he actually ended up telling me that he did the same course, but he somehow was listening. I wasn't listening. So he became a personal tutor. So he used to come to my house and just teach me how to play. But because we were around the same age group, he made it relevant to me. He understood what would get my attention in terms of teaching me, whereas the teacher, when I did a professional course, was just, I think he was just there to get his paycheck. He couldn't really be bothered. he couldn't really be bothered. But yeah, this guy took his time. He's come to my house and showed me what to do and the rest of it. And he was one of the guys that taught me. I had a few other guys, but he's the one that really took his time. I mean, from the, you know, ground up, he is the one that, you know, invested the skill in me, really. So yeah, that's how I learned and that's how I started.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'd been playing before then, but I didn't have the skill per se. I knew the music, I could play, but to a professional, I was doing rubbish, obviously, professional ear. But to everyone else, they were like, yeah, he sounds good. If you don't know the difference, you don't know, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's true.
Like I say, fake it till you make it. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's how it was.
Okay, so you had the skill. So I think there's a difference between having a skill and being able to run a business, because there are a lot of people out there who, not saying that they can DJ, but can do something with decks, I don't know, or even computers now. I don't know how it's done anymore.
Yeah.
But you also said that you had this big business acumen as well. So how easy or difficult was it to merge the two, to grow it to where it is now?
I think I just played, for me, I played it by the ear, if I'm not call it that. Or I basically followed the demand. Because I remember at the time I used to invest a lot, initially I used to invest a lot of money in just buying music. Because at the time I was mainly just doing gospel music, so and I just didn't feel right about not buying music. So I used to buy CDs all the time. This was before iTunes was that popular, where you just had to go on iTunes. This was the time where everyone bought CDs. You go to gospel concerts, gospel events, you buy their CDs and stuff like that. So and then when the demand grew, because I used to carry CDs everywhere. I would go to an event and need someone to play music, I'd just play for them. And then when the demand grew, when people now start expecting me to provide speakers, provide this, then I started saying to them, you know what, I'm going to have to charge you for this, because obviously you're asking me to do things that are going to cost me money. It was a difficult transition because people are used to you doing it for free, especially from my church where I started. So it was difficult for them to understand that, but it's something that you can teach people. They have to learn to a certain extent. So, and just gradually, moved on like that. I remember my first pair of speakers, because I used to have a day job. I just used to save the money I got from the day job, and that's how I bought my first set of speakers and my first set of decks, and just everything grew from there. So yeah, it just progressed. It's been progressive. It's been a dream come true. Because I remember I used to have a lot of these, I would say speakers on my desktop, but I didn't have them physically. But I just always had them on my desktop.
Or like pictures of them?
Pictures
of
the speakers, yeah. I used to just go online and look at the different things that I want to buy and just put pictures there so that I can remember every time I see them. That will motivate me to just keep going and stuff. And it's funny because sometimes when you've achieved it or when you receive those things, you've got those things, you forget. But it's good because I've always had constant reminders of people around me that obviously were around at the time when I used to have all these pictures.
Yeah.
They'll be like, do you remember this? And then, now you've got this, remember this? And I'm like, yeah, it's true, you know. I've just went and bought it, but I didn't realise that, you know, I've now crossed that bridge. I've now achieved this. And yeah, so it's been an interesting journey, but progressively we just keep on moving. So yeah, I wouldn't try to say that that's always been my plan, as in from the get-go, that yeah, I wanted to start this wedding business or this. Even DJing, I wouldn't say I wanted to become a DJ. I wanted to become a commercial pilot. That didn't work out. So, but I found
you still
something.
Do it?
I'm scared of heights. So that was just a fantasy.
Okay.
I realized that later.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, just go direct your path, isn't it? Direct my path this way, and I just realized that this is what I really enjoy doing. So yeah, and yeah, here we are.
It's just very interesting how, you know, people approach careers so differently. So some people have a vision of what they want to do and chase it. That's what I did the first time around. And I guess you've kind of just followed the demand and built something from the needs of others.
Yeah.
And now you're doing so well, because I know when people are like, oh, I need a DJ. Oh, Emery, I hear your name a lot. And I think it's a number of reasons. To be fair, you've always been like this. Excellence seems to be the thing. You're always making sure that you get back to people, that you know, you're there early, because I know at my wedding, you were there dead on time. It went well. So, but you've always been that way. So I felt very comfortable. You know, I'm like, I'm very much, you know, very organized.
No.
So
every time, yeah.
But I think that's key, I think, to any business. So, hey,
thank you
for your consistency.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've talked about your journey so far, how you've become what you've become. Are there any mistakes you felt you've made along the way that you can...
Too many.
Okay, are there any that you want to share with us? Anything you've learned from them?
I suppose... it's funny in terms of mistakes... I believe that now I've come to understand that no man is an island.
Mm.
I think that when you building your own business, also blaming on it. I personally think it's an African mentality, where your business is like your little baby. You have to cover it. You have to shield it. No one can touch it, and you know, without you can't run. It's just how we've been brought up to believe that when it comes to your business, you have to be all over it, and that hasn't always worked out. I think sometimes you have to trust other people to help you run it, because you can't do it by yourself. So that's one, I want to call it a mistake, but also a key lesson that I've had to learn, that, you know what, your business is your business, but you have to trust other people to help you grow it. Otherwise, you just can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, I think it's I think from what you're saying, the main thing I'm picking up is you need people around you. You can't do it by yourself. So even though yes, you are self-employed, it's not actually just you.
It's
the people around you, that's what makes it work. 100%. You might be the visionary.
That's it. So that's another thing I think a lot of people forget sometimes. You may just be the visionary, but it doesn't mean that you have the full skill set required for the type of business that you run.
Mm.
You may just be the visionary, or you come up with the ideas, or you have big pockets, and that's all you do. It doesn't mean that you have to be hanging around the business all the time. It doesn't mean that you're now the admin, you're now the marketing person, you're now this person. No, you may just have two, three things that you do and that's it. But sometimes I think that we try to do everything and doesn't help. And I think I just remember now that maybe a big mistake that I made, if obviously now looking at it, would have been different if had I known that. And the funny thing is, some people did tell me, I had people that would tell me that take it easy, that you know what, you have a long life ahead of you, so you need to take your time. Things like not sleeping or working so hard as if you are. It's good because when you're ambitious, that's part of being ambitious. But I think you need to be ambitious with wisdom. So I think one thing that really affected me, or a mistake that I made, is just being overly ambitious. And when people say, oh, when do you sleep? I sleep when I'm dead. All this, it sounds great when people say that, but I think it's very stupid.
I'm glad you said it, because it actually think it's quite damaging, actually.
It is
damaging. I think it's good to be driven. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think when your mental health is affected, your physical health, you don't have any relationships with people, and all you do is chase a dream, I think it is problematic. And I'm glad you've said it, because people have this perception that successful people just do that one thing and nothing else. But I guess, to me, that's not success.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. How successful are you when... I mean, you've got all the money that you wanted, but your health is at risk, then health is worth, right?
That's it.
So, and also, especially from a self-employed person, self-employed entrepreneur, whatever word you want to call it, you are partly the business. So when you're inefficient, when you're sick, when you're unwell, your business ain't running. No. As in... So especially if you based it mainly just on you, so the business ain't going nowhere. So if you don't have health, you don't have nothing. It's just pointless. So that's one thing I've come to learn. And sometimes, so that's why nowadays for me, I'm pretty chilled. I take it easy. If something I can't do, I'm good.
Okay.
It will wait. I can do it tomorrow or next week. I'm not going to kill myself. Because I'm trying to attain a certain level of, not that I've arrived, not that I can't be asked anymore, but I think the older I grow, the wiser I like to believe that I've become. So I just take each day as it comes. I'm not trying to do a madness. Nah, it's just not happening, and it's not worth it.
No,
it's not worth it.
No, it isn't. No, I've had burnout, and I know when you push and push and push, your body just gives up.
That's so
when you don't listen to me, I'll make you fall.
I'm
with you on that, and it's an area I'm very passionate about as well. Well, Emery, thank you very much for being on the podcast, for sharing your story, your insights, everything. Just before you go, if we want to get in touch with you, where can we find you online?
Everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what's the other one? Everything DJ Emery, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spotify,
Okay, so is your handle the same for everything? DJ Emery?
DJ Emery, Good Works Entertainment, so pretty much, it's all the same, DJ MRI.
So DJ, so the letters, DJ
MRI,
okay.
Yes, and everywhere.
All right, I'll put in the show notes, everyone, so if you want to get in contact with Emery, you can.
Yeah, get in touch. Get in touch, why not?
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. Okay. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share for more inspiring content.